For me this morning, this is a very exciting day in the life of our church. I know that a lot of prayer has gone into this day. A lot of people have done a lot of hard work. For that, I'm grateful. The reason it's an exciting day for me today is because for almost a year now, we have been on a quest for someone to fill the newly created full-time position that we have created here at Kilburn Park, minister to young families and students. And so, as I said, after a lot of searching and praying, it's my privilege this morning, Arthur, if you'll come up, to introduce to you Arthur Hampton. He is currently living in Blacksburg, South Carolina. He has his wife with him, Kelsey. I'll let him do further introductions. But I wanted to give him just a few minutes to our service to just greet you, say hello to you, share with join us in the Annie Green building for a light lunch, to get to know Arthur a little bit more. That's where we kind of plan to put him on the hot seat just a little bit as a church, but we want you to get to know him. So Arthur, just come share with us just briefly this morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name's, like you said, my name's Arthur Hampton. I'm from a little town called Blacksburg, South Carolina. We have about 1,800 people that live there. It's a pretty big city. I know my wife is excited. I'm excited to be presented here. A little bit about me. About 2007 or 2008, I started going to my pastor told me about this school called Fruitland Baptist Bible Institute. It's in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hendersonville is a nice place. I love the mountain area. But he took me up there, and I sat in on a couple classes. And it was actually my pastor that recognized my call into ministry even before I did. And so he took me up there, and I liked it. I really did. I enjoyed the fellowship up there. I enjoyed what they taught. I graduated 2010 there. After that, I went to North Greenville University, where my major was Christian Studies with a concentration in philosophy. And I enjoy philosophy. My wife does not. So sometimes she has to reel me down a little bit and say, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Just speak English. And so I graduated there in 2013, and to help me pay for college, I did ROTC and joined the Army National Guard, and they helped me with college a little bit, and I commissioned as an officer in 2013, they've taught me a lot of leadership skills, a lot of discipline that children aren't being taught today, and so I enjoyed that training as well. I actually looked into being a chaplain, but they told me I had to go back to school for another 3 or 4 years, and I was like, well, you know, let's wait a little bit on that. I got my family. We had our son about a year ago. He's about to be a year old, and my wife, we are expecting again December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. So hopefully it'll be the day before or the day after that. Actually, our first son was supposed to be due September the 11th, so I don't know what other, if we have any more kids, I don't know what other natural disasters is going to take place. But we live in Blacksburg, and there ain't much to do there. So I enjoy reading and studying the Word of God. One of my heroes is Jonathan Edwards. He was one of the great Puritan preachers a couple hundred years ago. I know my wife is excited to get started down here in a bigger city. There's a little bit more to do. On a side note, I am a Gamecock fan. I look forward to maybe going and seeing a few more games and maybe tailgating a little bit and enjoying that as well. And that's a little bit about us. And thank you.